Moving on to business item 8.3. Consideration, discussion, and action to adopt resolution 2014-135, supporting the coastal barrier concept as proposed by Texas A&M University Galveston. This is something we ended up having Mr. Burke out here discussing with us to give us information over that. This is a resolution just over backing the concept with the rest of the local cities that are doing it. Is there any questions from the council on this?
Need to have a motion on the floor first before discussion.
Thank you, Alderman Snell. We'll make a motion for 8.3.
I'll move for the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Burke.
Thank you, my son.
We have a second.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Burke. Once again, is there any questions on item 8.3? No questions. I'll entertain. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against? Okay. Thank you. 8.4, consideration, action to ratify the mayor's nomination of Ms. Jones, Morgan Jones, for appointment to position 7 as a youth representative on the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board for a term beginning September 9, 2014 and ending January 31st, 2016. I believe Ms. Jones is in attendance here tonight. Would you like to come up here and maybe the podium and tell us exactly why you would like to do that, young lady?
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay. I really enjoy serving people, and being a part of the Parks Board would give me more opportunity to help and serve people in our community. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I ask for a motion.
I make a motion that we ratify the mayor's nomination of Ms. Morgan Jones for appointment to position 7 as youth representative of the Parks and Recreation Board.
Thank you, Ms. Snow. We have a second.
My second.
Thank you, Mr. Bunker. Any questions from the council?
I would just like to tell you thank you. It's good to see those young people as you've learned to
do. Amen.
Yeah, we appreciate that very much so. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those against? Congratulations.
Thank you.
Moving on to item 8.5, consideration action to adopt resolution number 2014-136, designated representative and alternate to the Houston Area Council 2014 General Assembly. I believe at this time, Ms. Snell, you're on that, correct?
Oh, and I.
And both also. I'd like to, Mr. Adams, I don't know if you'd be interested in it, but we have to appoint somebody unless David is at the point that they make the same people that held it can continue to hold it if they want.
It's completely up to the will of council.
Okay. Well, I had a feeling, Mr. Barton, you expressed it, that you were wanting to sort of move on that road. Ms. Snell, I asked you first, talking about in general, and we'll put a motion on the floor. Anybody here take a motion?
I believe I was the alternate.
The alternate?
I attended the Houston Galveston Area Council meeting last year in the absence of Ms. Snell.
So you are interested in that, Mike?
I'll continue to do it for the time being.
Let me put a motion on the floor that we've talked about. We have a motion based on the 2014-136.
I make a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Snell. A second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Rock. Okay. With that being said, Mike, you said that you would continue. Ms. Snell, do you want to continue to do it?
Richard, if you wanted to solve you.
I've done it before. I don't mind, or I don't mind being the alternate.
Which would you prefer? When you had the alternate position last year, which would you prefer?
I'll go for rep.
I'll be the alternate.
Well, if Nancy would like to continue as the representative, I don't have a problem with that at all.
Saying no.
She's not willing to.
I'll continue to be the alternate.
I like that. Okay.
I'll be the rep.
Okay. All right, with that being...
It didn't really hurt me to go to the meeting last year other than I got lost on the way down there, but once I got there, it was a very informative meeting. So.
To be politically correct, I don't need to run another motion on that. We just need a vote.
I'll play both of them.
do it.
I'll plug those in.
Okay. So, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Thank you. 8.6, move along. Consideration action to adopt resolution number 2014-137, suspending Centerpoint Energy Houston Electric proposed effective date for amendment to rate schedule for lighting services. Be Mr. Stalling. Just real quick, Mr. Allen, Mr. Luther, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Mr. Stalling, cheers.
Yes, the city, by virtue of granting a franchise to Centerpoint for use of our street right away, has what's called primary jurisdiction on basic, on certain basic utility rates and tariffs. They are proposing to do a technology upgrade and change street lights out from the current sodium vapor to LED light emitting diodes. That comes at a cost. What they're proposing now at a tariff is not to change the rate, but for them to have control over where those upgrades occur and the right to recover those costs, which will be a cost increase. There are a number of cities that are concerned that it will be like the smart meters, only not as advantageous. And so you may get an increase in your street lighting bill, but not get the upgraded LEDs. And so there's some concern about how that's all applied. The city has three options of what they can do with this tariff. One, you do nothing and it will just go into effect by matter of law. You can deny the tariff completely, and then they would have the ability to appeal that to the Public Utilities Commission, or you can suspend. And what this resolution does is that suspension. And you suspend the rates for a period of time that allows you, in our case, our consulting attorneys in the other cities in our utility group, to review that and see if it's a concern or not. And then in that window period, then you can deny that or negotiate a settlement on that. So what this does has to be done by October 1st, or it will automatically go into effect. And this suspends it and gives us the opportunity then to make a more informed decision on whether this is something we want to just allow to happen or if we'd like to see it modified. And I don't know in this last week what other cities have passed this, but I did hear from Freeport and Wharton. They both have passed resolutions to do the same suspension for 90 days. 90 days is the maximum amount of time that you can suspend it. You have to take some action within that 90 days or it will automatically go into effect.
Okay. Thank you, David. So I entertain a motion on 2014-137.
I make a motion.
Thank you, Ms. Snell. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Moyer. Any questions for council for David on this item? No questions. All those approved?
Aye.
All against? Thank you. Motion passed. Action item 8.7, consideration of action to adopt ordinance number 2014-168, authorizing a change order for the construction of an 8-inch water line and associated valves. Mr. Stahl.
Yes, council may recall we made an amendment, budget amendment on our water line work very early this year. The byway line that we showed tonight, it goes from Chargers Boulevard to Westview, Fairfield, was originally in the preceding budget, but it didn't get awarded, and so it came over into the budget we're currently under. The goal was to accomplish that, to accomplish this line that we just put in on Shoreacres Boulevard, to also put a line in that extended that to Boggy Bio, and also to cross under Shoreacres Boulevard at Center and tie it to a line we had already installed that goes from South Country Club short of Shoreacres Boulevard by about 200 feet. All of that within the funds that were available. When we went out for bid on the Shoreacres line, it came in above engineer's estimate. It came in above the money that was available on the grant. And council's decision was to forego the extension down Oakdale to Boggy Bio and to take that money and use that to make sure the line got all the way to Oakdale so that we could see the improvement that line was intended to provide. that contract was a unit price contract, which is to say, as they did the work, if more material was required, we paid a unit price for the more material and the more labor and the various pieces. And of course, you don't really know what all is going to happen until we get it going. For that reason, we held off on contracting for the crossing of the Shore Acres Boulevard, because in order the projects were going to be Byway, Shore Acres Boulevard, Sunrise, and then the crossing, because we needed to have working systems as we went. We now have gotten to the end where the engineer has the numbers on the completion of this project. This is the last meeting in the fiscal year in which we can use the remainder of the balance that we have. This is money that's been budgeted. We have sufficient funds now to do the crossing, go from the north side of Shore Acres Boulevard under all four lanes, and 200 feet down the west side of Center Street to tie into the new line, which will then give us a new 8-inch line that goes to South Country Club, which is one of the areas that's underserved. And this will then activate a new hydrant that's already been set down there. That hydrant's on a smaller line today, but it will now be, with this project, would be on an 8-inch. In your packet following the ordinance is a change order. And as we looked at doing this work, we had bid the work on Shore Acres Boulevard, and we then had extended it to go down Sunrise. And one of the options available to us is to do this as a change order on the existing contract that had gone out for bid and use the pricing in that contract. And you can see here on this, it comes to a total of $40,830. But the engineer has determined, since this was provided, that we will not need to dewater. There's no dewatering required. So we're looking at $34,625, and this would be a fixed price. So this would not vary. And so with council's approval of this ordinance, it would authorize signing a change order with the existing contractor, the same one that just did Shore Acres Boulevard and Sunrise, to install a line boring under Shore Acres Boulevard and connecting to our existing lines on both ends.
Thank you, David. I have a motion for number ordinance number 2014-168.
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Bunker. Do we have a second?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Williams. Any questions from the council for Mr. Solomon?
So the amount filling in the blank here is that 34,625.
Okay. Any other questions, council?
I just have a question, and I know that this is kind of a carry through of the contract that we've had with Air Turnkey Construction on the same project. Just looking at the exclusions here. Extra work caused by obstruction. Obstructions not shown on plans. Import of fill. I know that there was some discussion, at least by myself, about maybe giving these contractors a little bit more incentive not to bust other water lines. And I just didn't know if this is just a continuation of said contract, or if there is any kind of provision made for those types of things, to where you break it, you buy it, so that we're not using our public works department to repair things when they're being damaged by contractors.
Well, the contractor has a responsibility to exercise due diligence and not getting those things. In the work that they did from the water plant number one adjacent to public works to the corner of Sunrise and Oakdale, they did not break or damage any of the city's water or sewer lines whatsoever. Same is not true of telephone fiber optics cables and telephone cables. They certainly hit those, and they're certainly responsible to the phone company for the repair of those. And the same would be true in this case. I suppose one benefit we have in this particular project is we don't have any water lines for them to hit when this work is occurring.
That we know of. Okay, thank you so much.
Any other questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
All those against? Thank you. We're on item 8.8. Consideration and action to adopt ordinance number 2014-169, awarding a contract for the reconstruction of Southwest Drive. Mr. Paul.
Okay, you might recall during the budget workshops, in that process, documents were prepared that showed expenditures to date and end-of-year projected expenditures, and in the budget we just adopted, in the line item for street maintenance from sales tax, which is a dedicated fund that can only be used for street maintenance, that was zeroed out. The intent was this fiscal year to spend all of that money. In looking at what projects would be done with that money, frankly, my expectation is that we would be looking at doing street sealing or some other type of maintenance work. And then as I go back and look at our street inventory and our maintenance condition prioritization, you end up looking at Southbrook. Now, Southbrook runs between Oakdale and Shady Lawn, and being that it was east of Sunrise, it was not eligible for CDBG funds. So we couldn't do any CDBG funds. That's why there's no concrete on that side, because that section did not meet the low to moderate income requirements of HUD to use community development block grant money. Harris County came in and they did CDBG work, but again, for the same reason, couldn't go east of Sunrise. Harris County, however, out of road funds, came in and did asphalt work and asphalt overlay for us. When they did that, they were just doing an overlay, and Southbrook was so bad that it wouldn't take an overlay. The base was so bad. So I asked the city engineer to do engineering estimates of taking the base that's there, what's of it, out and putting in limestone and rolling it and giving us a base that a couple of years from now we could come back and looking putting asphalt on and have a drivable surface in the interim. When he did that, the numbers came in lower than we all expected. So we put it out for quote to have it put in and put asphalt on it. And in those numbers came in lower than we expected. And so we put it out for quotes to put concrete in. And that's what you're looking here this evening, is the tabulation for replacing that street with concrete. And it says bid tab, but it's really quotes. The city's not obligated to publish and to do formal bids for anything that's under $50,000. The engineer's estimate had it under $50,000 because the amount of funds that we have are $49,000. In that tax revenue. Don't know the exact number because we haven't collected this month's taxes yet from that fund. But it will be at 49. And so what we found is Precise Services are willing to construct for us a 16-foot wide with new base concrete residential street that runs from Oakdale to Shady Lawn. For $49,647.05. And I think that would be money well spent. It is narrower than the current standard we adopted for streets. When we did Westview from Baywood to Schroeder's Boulevard, we did that at 16 foot. We did that for economic reasons. And we also did Bio between Schroeder's Boulevard, East Bio, to Forest. And we did that at 16 feet. Thereafter, all the streets we did are at 20 feet. I was a little bit initially nonplussed with going with the narrower 16 foot on this segment of road until I saw what was next on the list. And Brookside is like Bio and some other streets that we have where it runs on both sides of the creek that's there. There is a drainage. And the west side has two homes on it and it dead ends before it gets to Shady Lawn, and so the next street we would do would be that segment. And what I would propose at that point is that we extend it all the way to Shady Lawn, do it 16 feet and make both of them one way, and 16 feet is adequate as a one-way street down the road. So I don't think being 16 feet is a big handicap. Having a concrete street there is a big plus. It starts moving us in the right direction with the rest of our streets, which are in significantly better shape than they've ever been. This is the sales tax revenue that we've been collecting for a number of years and been amassing there, and this allows us to do a whole project end to end with money that can only be used to do that kind of work.
Thank you, David. With that being said, I will entertain a motion on ordinance number 2014-169.
I'll move.
Thank you, Mr. Moyer. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Bunker. Any questions from the council for Mr. Stahl on this project?
What is the cost differential between, and I know it's not tonight, but what was the cost differential between doing the resurfacing of your base and then doing asphalt as opposed to going in and doing concrete?
I didn't bring that number with me, but I would suggest that we stop doing asphalt because the life cycle expense is so much greater. The asphalt is not going to hold up for the 40 years that the concrete would. Typically, we've been coming back and resurfacing our asphalt streets every 10 years, so that you'd have to put in three more resurfacings to come up with an equal number. And concrete is certainly cheaper than that.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from the council?
And this is money that we can only use for this type of a project.
We can only use it for street maintenance.
Yes, for street maintenance.
Any other questions?
Yes.
Two houses on that section of road?
On this section we're doing here?
Mm-hmm.
No, there's only one house, but it's the only through section.
Question. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those against?
I am.
All right. Motion passes. Mr. Snedden, director.
Yes, the main reason I voted against it, and maybe it's saying that it's been the proper thing to do, is I just think that council maybe should have been brought other options that are than the highest option of the concrete, because we do have other streets that do have issues, and if it, you know, I think it should have been brought to council instead of just unilaterally decided it's going to be concrete or dust. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, ma'am. Any questions? With that being 9.0, I'll adjourn our meeting at 8:10.